2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hey, welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell, Alex Keery. It's almost time, folks. I know you've been waiting all night, but it's almost time for that BYU kickoff. I know it's not a kickoff, but it's a tip-off. Yeah. It's whatever. It's an off. Yeah. They're gonna go and play a basketball game. Actually, I'm trying to decide where I feel about basketball. I feel good about the Jazz. I just have such a hard time getting into college basketball.
When you ask Mitch Harper that question, I want to know where this BYU team is. I was thinking to myself,
were you rolling your eyes?
He does not want to know where this team is right now.
Well, no, I do.
You know why? It has nothing to do with you at all. It has to do with our seasonal thing. Like, we're not done. We're not in the air. We're not in that time of year yet where we have to care that much yet.
Well, I like the playoffs in football.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We just got done with the national championship of college football this week. We can't wholly commit to basketball yet.
You know, when the Super Bowl's over, it is such a letdown, right? But it's also kind of exciting. And for me, it's exciting because it kind of symbolizes that winter's almost over.
Hold on. Did we decide that the NFL Pro Bowl is going to be a video game this year? Isn't that what we decided?
Yeah. Well,
and we didn't decide it. I'm saying... Yeah. Okay, hold on.
So it's the video version of these players, Pro Bowl. I think the people in the Super Bowl like because now they can actually be in it.
Yeah. So they got the full rosters of it. Yeah. Yep. Boy, that's going to be weird.
So, no one's going to care.
What if you get snubbed from a video game version of the Pro Bowl? He's not a Pro Bowler. We don't want your We don't want the digital version of you. Your
doesn't have an over 90% rating. He's out.
All right. I want to do it. Oh, we got to play that. What? Should we play the music and get the 2 minute drill going?
Yeah,
and
then you can bring it up? And I'll talk about it.
All right. So here you go. It's a 2 minute drill. Oh, whoa. No, it's not. Wow. This is, yes. Scott, tell us what the 2 minute drill is.
Well, the 2 minute drill is when you got to go down the field late in the game and kick field goal, score a touchdown, and you don't have a lot of time, so you hurry. Well, our show's the same way. We've got a lot to talk about. Not a lot of time to talk about it, so we talk a little bit about a lot of things. Hurry down the field, win the show, get a trophy, because everyone gets a trophy today, because we don't want anyone to be sad, get their feelings hurt, and we wear a mask and we go home happy.
In an era when everything's digital, Scott.
Well, hang on. Let me tell you Let me tell you. I'm not going to lie to you, Alex. Like the Madden came out kind of in my era, right? And I was on Madden. And it was kind of a cool thing
Did you play as Scott Mitchell all the time?
95 Detroit Lions.
Oh.
Were hard to beat. I'm just telling you. Offensively, we had it going on.
By the way, no kid ever said that.
No, they totally did. Yeah.
Come on.
I have people all the time say, I love playing you on Madden. There were cool things. That was one of the cool things about being in the NFL is you're on a video game. I'm just saying it was a cool thing. That's all.
I'm looking at some you can still buy it right now. Some old editions of it.
Actually, yeah.
NFL Madden NFL 95. You can buy it for like $38 online right now.
Yeah.
And it's got the man. See, what's good about Madden is back then in 95, you actually had Madden's voice on it. And it was good. So
yeah,
I'm glad you were good on this. I'm going to sneeze. You keep talking.
All right. Well, the 95 Madden.
I'm back.
It was amazing.
All right. So
keep talking.
So I wanted to bring something up here, and that is that this weekend – the Patrick Mahomes and Baker Mayfield facing off against one another. Now, this isn't the first time they face off against one another, even in the pros. But in college, I didn't know this, Scott. I just want to roll some numbers past you because they were amazing. They played each other in college in 2016, which, by the way, that seems like it was 5 minutes ago, but it was 5 years ago. And they played each other in 2016, and they were responsible for the most yards combined in an NCAA game ever. And also set records with points being scored. Both teams had 854 yards of total offense.
Wow, that's just
they
insane.
Ended with the exact... So 800-plus yards of offense. Patrick Mahomes threw for 734 yards and ran for 80. Ran for 84. So he accounted for 819 total yards of his team's 854 total yards of offense.
Him personally.
He threw 5 touchdowns and ran for 2. 7 touchdowns and 819 total yards of offense that day.
See, those are video game numbers right there.
It's
this
awesome.
This is not even real. I mean, that's insane.
I can't help but think that they're probably going to channel a little bit of that this weekend when they play each other, right? There's a lot on the line. These guys both sling the ball. They're both trying to, now obviously defenses don't allow that kind of stuff in the NFL, but these guys are competitors, and they remember those types of games and those types of days against one another.
This is going to be, I don't know how much they draw on that. I mean, I'm sure guys remember stuff like that, but it's different teams, different situations, so it is different. I think the question about that game, really, is can the defense for Cleveland be enough to stop Patrick Mahomes? Because they're playing pretty good defense. And then is Baker Mayfield mature enough to win a big game? Like the wild card game, whatever. I mean, the Steelers were, the Steelers are out of it. But can he win an important game in the playoffs? Is he ready to handle that from a maturity standpoint? That's really the game, to me. And so I don't know how much of it goes back to their days in college. But it certainly is this Cleveland team's interesting because they've kind of found something. And they've got some talent. And it'll be fun to watch to see if it's enough talent.
By the way, Baker Mayfield won that matchup. Mahomes didn't even win with all that effort that he made. The Oklahoma Sooners won 66-59 in that game.
I would love a
66-59 NFL playoff game this weekend. It'd be amazing.
To me, it like makes me tired. It's like to run and throw for that many yards. I just get tired.
Well, so the two combined, and it's the most combined for two quarterbacks passing in a game. They combined for 1,270 yards passing.
I threw for 630 yards in a game before, Alex. And I'm just – and I You're hear seven –
just thinking about it.
Well, no, I hear 700 and I just go, wow.
Where can you find another 130 yards? Yeah.
I mean, we punted once in the game, one time, and we lost. So maybe it's just, I don't know, 30 – I guess it'd be 70 more yards. I don't know.
Like, well, they showed part of the – I watched part of the halftime, them trying to get the players pumped up. Baker Mayfield stood up in front of his team. He goes, we have to score on every drive in the second half. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't know what's going to happen on offense or on defense because this Mahomes guy is so good. We have to score on every drive in the second half to be able to make this thing work. And they did. They scored 36 points in the second half. So there you go.
That's just crazy.
No problem. All right. Next up on the old two-minute drill here, Scott. Hey, you in a digital era, like I was saying before, where I would have thought that where things have gone now, if you would have told me that trading cards and baseball cards and football cards, things like that, would still not just maintain value, that they would be as popular as they've ever been, and they would still, they would garner so much more money these days. The record-setting Mickey Mantle rookie card sold today at auction for $5.2 million, Scott, a record that was already broken by that same card for almost half that 3 years ago. That's how much it's gone up in value. It's doubled in value over the last 2 years. So good market to be in, the old trading card company.
What it is what I find fascinating, Alex, is it's baseball cards. I mean, you think of
kids
some
are like,
of the
who's Mickey Mantle?
Right. But people who understand that know it's, you don't – football cards never seem to get that kind of value.
Yeah, no, for sure.
They just don't.
Although Tom Brady's rookie card is now valued at over $500,000. A minted, graded out, number 10 Tom Brady card.
I might have one.
You go look in your basement.
I might have one.
Scott, we've had a fun time, and we're gonna cut things out here because the BYU versus St. Mary's pregame coming up right now. We'll be back tomorrow for a full edition of the program. So until then, Scott Mitchell, Alex Curious. See you then, everybody.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.